and knock on our door.
Come knock on our door.
We've been waiting for you.
We've been waiting for you.
Where the kisses are hers and hers and his. Three's company too. Come and dance on our floor.
Come and dance on our floor.
Thank you for knocking on our door, and welcome to the Regal Beagle Podcast, a podcast dedicated to the much-loved television sitcom Three's Company. Here we review and discuss each and every Three's Company episode, covering all 8 seasons in chronological order. My name is Danko Jones, and joining me today, just like the last few weeks, he's back, my cousin Cameron. Cameron, how are you doing? How has 2020 been treating you?
Well, it's so far so good. Can't complain. It's, it doesn't feel that much different, but people keep telling me it is, so I'll go with that.
That's great. Well, let's keep going. Season 6, Episode 18, A Friend in Need. It aired February 16, 1982, directed by Dave Powers, written by James Ritz and Don Nickel. Jack returns to Angelino's restaurant, impressing a mob boss and ousting Felipe. Cameron, what did you think of A Friend in Need?
Wow, Mr. Cannon. What a performance. What a performance by Mr. Cannon.
That's it. That's all.
I don't know. The last time I saw Felipe, he was really, he's the reason that Jack got fired from Angelino's, right?
I believe so. Yeah.
So why is Jack helping Felipe? I mean, clearly Jack can see that he's being used by Felipe.
Well, I think he has a soft spot for Felipe.
He's just an altogether good guy. Jack's a good guy.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, he's, and never is it more evident than him helping out, the guy that got him fired, and then again trying to save his job once he was hired again for cooking amazing linguine with clams.
Yeah. I mean, again, you
got. Did you like this episode?
Oh, it's in my top 10
of Three's Company episodes.
Yeah, mainly because of Mr. Cannon. I mean, the played by Terry Kaiser. This performance is outstanding.
He was the best part of the episode, but everything else was just kind of, I don't know. I thought Mr. Angelino. I mean, he needed to take a couple steps back. He was just really aggressive.
He's an aggressive character throughout the whole series. That's him. I mean, every appearance he does on the show, and I think he did, I know this is his 5th appearance, but I think he did like maybe 8 to 10 appearances. This is his 5th appearance and his 4th one as Mr. Angelino. He originally appeared as Mr. Layton, Larry's boss at the used car lot, and then quickly switched to Mr. Angelino, and he stayed as Mr. Angelino for the series. But I've never really thought he was a great character for the show anyways, so
yeah,
I just kind of put up with
him. Yeah, I'd agree with you there, for sure.
But I love Felipe.
Felipe. What is his nationality? Do we ever know?
I believe he's Mexican on the show, but Gino Conforti is the actor who played him, who's obviously Italian.
Yes, for sure. Oh, wow. Okay.
And Gino, on this episode, Gino, the actor, Gino Conforti, is 50 years old in 82. So 82, 50 years old. He looks 50. Felipe looks 50. And yet, he's having a baby.
You think he looks 50? He looks pretty young.
You think he looks younger than 50?
We're talking about Felipe, right?
Felipe, the character, and Gino, the actor, whatever. Gino in real life was 50 years old when he did this episode as Felipe.
And I never would have guessed he was 50. He looks like 40, maybe.
Oh my God, really? He looks 50 to me. To me, he looks 50. And I was like, wow, this guy's having a baby?
Having a baby. Oh, my God. Yeah, I didn't think he was that old.
Well, he's got the comb over and everything.
Maybe I just have a different gauge of. That didn't really strike me as. Interesting.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm just trying so hard to figure out what it is about the episode that you liked. I mean, I loved Mr. Cannon. I found it an odd name for a mob boss, Cannon. That kind of threw me a little bit.
Yeah.
I was trying to figure that out because he was obviously from the jump very much trying to emulate, you know, your quintessential Italian mobster with the way that he talked to people. But then his name was Cannon. And that was like, am I meant to think he's somebody else, like a food critic or a businessman or what's happening here? But then it kind of you realize, OK, that's who they're trying to, you know, trying to give the impression of. But then it was very much like, OK, well, I don't know. Everybody else just kind of didn't, for me anyways, I wasn't as consistently entertained throughout the episode like I was with Urban Plowboy.
Really? Because Terry Kaiser, who played Mr. Cannon, I think this is one of the greatest Three's Company characters in the whole series. Like the whole scene at the end when Janet is describing how Jack has mistreated her, and the only thing that really raises Mr. Cannon's ire is when he's yelled at her mom. Like, that is so, I mean, that's classic comedy writing. I thought it was amazing.
Yeah.
It's still funny to this day.
I mean, like I said, I thought he was great and the best part of the episode, but I felt like everything else, you know, at least in my mind, I don't know. I thought he was great. And that whole scene, the back and forth and, you know, boys will be boys. What are you going to do? Like, deal with it.
Yeah. And also, like, every single time you think Mr. Cannon's going to react a certain way, he does the opposite. So when he thinks he's going to, like, ream Jack out for making it really spicy, it turns out he loves it, you know?
I don't know. Maybe it was just me, but I could smell that a mile away. Like, that's for sure where that was going, no matter what.
Right. I mean, maybe I'm holding on to first impressions here, but I still love how every single time you think he's going to go one way, he goes the other way. So, like, you think he's going to get mad because he's mistreated his wife, Jack's mistreated Janet, but it's only when he mistreats his mom, when Jack supposedly mistreats Janet's mom, that Mr. Cannon gets angry. So that's, and I love Larry's appearance in this episode as well as the detective, and it takes $100.
Yeah,
it's amazing. Again,
we needed more of that. I wouldn't have minded getting Mr. Furley involved. You know, I thought it was a decent episode. It was a decent episode, and I thought Mr. Cannon was great, but I just didn't find as much meat there, comedic meat. As in episodes past or episodes that I do enjoy.
Oh, well, the facial expressions of Terry Kaiser. I mean, Terry Kaiser is known to everyone as Bernie, Weekend at Bernie's, part 1 and 2, which is a classic movie. He played a dead guy and everybody knows his face from Weekend at Bernie's. So that kind of made him famous if he wasn't already from his television appearances. But this really, because he played a dead guy, you can't really see what Terry Kaiser can do as an actor. And his facial expressions when he's eating the linguine and clams, his facial expressions when he gets mad. I mean, it's just, he's amazing. And he plays the same character he did in his first appearance, like, give or take. I mean, he first appeared on Three's Company season 5, episode 20, Dying to Meet You, when he wanted to beat up Jack. And it turns out he's a karate champion and he kicks down the door, all this stuff. I mean, it's pretty much the same character, you know. So I think they brought him on for that. But Terry Kaiser is like, he's a, to me, he's a legend. And this episode really he steals the scene from Jack. John Ritter cannot compete with Terry Kaiser making an appearance on Three's Company.
No, definitely. He definitely steals every scene that he's in, for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah.
And I'll say again, he was the best part of the episode. But then I think we're going back to those, those days of Three's Company when, you're really leaning into your guest stars and like not letting your cast shine at all. I mean, without Terry in this episode, obviously he's central, but if you cast anybody else, I don't know. I just felt like I don't know what it is. It just was missing something for me. And maybe that's just a personal preference, but I just felt like there were so many places it could have gone, and it felt like I could see everything coming a mile away. I don't know.
Yeah, I agree. Like, if it was anyone else cast as Mr. Cannon, the episode could have flopped.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, this show, it just constantly puzzles me.
Well, I'm glad that it puzzles you. It keeps you on your toes, that's for sure. Because one episode you love it, the next episode you hate it. Not me.
The closer we inch to the end of the eight seasons, there are more hits than misses. But still, it just feels like, oh, I don't know.
Oh no, I think it's gonna get better. We got to keep going.
Okay. I mean, if we have to, yeah, sure. Let's do it.